strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our next exit interview for Big Brother Canada 9. It's the fourth player evicted from the house. It's Kyle. Kyle is here. He is no more. And I'm going to be talking with him and asking him all of the questions that I have for him. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, of course, and this is Rob as a Podcast. And here is Kyle. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our exit interview with Kyle. Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Taryn. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You out of the house, fourth person evicted. Are you all right? How are you feeling?
I'm good. That was a tough week for me. Being up next to my number one in the game, and then up next to a girl that I really cared about, and probably my number two. So. It was really tough to have to try to stay in the house over them, but I'm hoping they're doing good.
Yes. Where do you think you went wrong here, Kyle? Because it did seem like you were at least one of the more knowledgeable players about the game in the house. You definitely had a lot of allies. Where did this all go wrong?
I mean, I think it's just making an enemy in Kiefer. He's such an emotional guy and plays with that emotion. So. He wasn't going to let our little confrontation go. And even though he's the one who's making up these lies, and in my opinion, if you're going to put someone else's name in your mouth, you're going to have to be able to handle us asking you about it. But just the flip of a coin of him winning that HOH, it could have went worse for me. And no, if you're going to make moves in the Big Brother house, there's going to be chances that the people that you kind of cross are going to win HOH and get in power and come after you. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. You did mention that, you know, you were a vote to keep Kiefer, the other three were votes to evict him. It seemed like you felt like that should weigh more. But in the previous week it didn't seem like there was a lot of communication between, the votes to keep Kiefer and Kiefer. Do you feel like perhaps, there should have been more effort there, or do you feel like it would have been a lost cause?
I think the points of not kind of telling Kiefer, and he does feel lied to, I guess, by the people who kept him as well, even though I don't really see the logic there, because listen, we couldn't tell you because we knew that you would let it slip. He loves to talk. We needed to find a way to show him that we're not against him at that point. We're with him. And listen, there's three people that are going to evict you. And we were hoping he would wake up and smell the roses, but unfortunately, that almost just brought those four closer together and backfired on us.
Yeah. Well, we know. I know that their Big Brother camping is a big deal. And I appreciated that you came in with a little bit of experience. How did this experience compare to playing your own version of Big Brother out in the woods?
Oh my God, this one is so much crazier. I mean, we're all in there. You get thrown in with a bunch of people you don't know. You got to figure out early how to read them and not let the paranoia get to you. In the Big Brother camping, it's, you know, we're getting drunk, we're having fun, having a good time and doing all these flips. But this was so real. And you make so many connections with people that last a lifetime. So to have to go against two people that I didn't want to see go and end up being Austin sitting next to me on the block, knowing that we were going to get split up no matter what at the end of this week, was a really tough thought to process all week.
Yeah, we did see you getting closer to Austin slowly over time over the weeks that you were there. How do you feel about that relationship?
Yeah, coming in, when she came into the house, I kind of labeled her as one thing in my mind, and she flipped that all on its head. I think she's one of the kindest, most genuine girls I've met. And I wish we would have had longer than 27 days in that house to keep developing that, because like everyone saw, it kind of started picking up in the last week or two, and the block kind of brought us together. So I think if I was still in that house, that would keep developing. And I really do want to see her do well in this game. I think she has all the tools to do it. She's a great competitor and a great social player. So I think she's going to do well. So I want to talk to her soon, but not too soon.
Do you think she'll come to Big Brother? It seems like she was not into the idea at first. Do you think she'll come?
See, at first, I don't think she was, but we started developing that connection, and she told me she'd be there. So
there you go.
Austin, you better be there.
Who do you think is playing the best game in the house right now?
Yeah, I think Brayden's playing a really good game. He has those relationships with people, and the oddballs, we kind of brought everyone together there. I think me and Ro were the glue there, but I think Brayden now is getting closer, and Tina and Tara are starting to trust Austin and Brayden more. And you know what? Everyone loves Brayden. He's a super fun guy to be around, and he's honestly doing very, very well in the comps. So I honestly think if our side can just get one flipping HOH win, Ro, Austin, Brayden are going to be set up for a long, long journey.
Yes. This is a very important question. Is Rohan, in fact, the most calm, cool, collected person in the house?
What? Are you kidding me? I'm the most calm, cool, and collected person in this house.
Sure. I mean, I haven't heard that yet. That is hilarious. pretty contradictory while you're yelling at someone. We all got a good chuckle at that, but I love that guy to death. You know, he was standing up for me about comments that LaToya made, and I appreciate that about him, and we're gonna have a friendship for a lifetime.
All right. Okay, so if you had stayed in the house and had won HOH, what was your game plan? Who would you have targeted?
Yeah, if I were to stay there and win HOH, Jed and Ty would have been sitting on that block. So I think it would have made for an interesting week, and that would have drawn the line in the sand. Unfortunately, they got close to Kiefer and didn't want me to stay. And for Jed and Ty, I think that was the right move, because I would have put them up, and I know Rowan as well.
Mm-hmm. What did you have any end game plans? If you had your way, your ideal sort of end game, what would it have looked like? Who would you have been sitting next to in the final two?
In the final two, yeah. So I really started trusting and getting close to Austin and Brayden. Early on, obviously, I trusted Ro solely. And then to kind of bring those two into that, I felt like we could tell each other anything. It felt like it was us four against the world, and I would have loved for that to be our final four. And obviously, yeah, I gotta go with Showtime in the final two, you know? My bro since day three, and I would have loved to be sitting next to him in the finale. I hope he can still do it with one of Austin or Brayden.
What is Ro's path forward here now that he is without you? Obviously he's got, you know, Austin and Brayden to some degree. What's the path forward?
Yeah. The one thing we did do that we were unsuccessful at was try to get Vic up there as a replacement, which might have broke some trust in her, but hopefully we did enough in the ball pit after to kind of rebuild that and explain to her what actually is going on. And these guys are lying to you this whole game. Admit that we did that. Hopefully she can see from his position and my position that was our only possible way that we could stay and make sense for Kiefer. So if he could pull her in, kind of make her his duo, and have Austin and Brayden and Tina and Tara, if one of them win this HOH, it should be smooth sailing for a bit.
All right. Would you say that there is a lot of hypocrisy in the house?
I would.
Do you actually not know?
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, Kiefer, we have obviously a rocky relationship, but he always liked to talk about kind of how good of a guy he was and how good his word was, and it was just so hypocritical to me. You'd see him saying all these things behind people's backs about their character, attacking him, playing the victim all the time, and then ends up putting up Austin, the one girl who he made a deal with that would not touch the block. So I just kind of had to call him out for that. And Ro might have filled me in on what hypocrisy means completely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me here, Kyle.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
There you go. That was Kyle. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today. I will, of course, be live every single morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything going on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds as long as they exist. And after every episode, recapping what went down in the episode, you can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I am hanging out there, chatting with people. If you want to ask me questions, you can find me there and ask them to me there, and I will answer them. And yeah, come hang out. It's a blast. I'm also covering The Circle Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's fun there too. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I'll see you next time.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March something or other, probably 26th. I'm your host, Grogu, and I am here today to talk to you about all of the invisible live feeds from yesterday. With me today is Orwell. How you doing, Orwell?
I'm doing very well. I'm very excited. There's a lot to break down, and I'm just very keen. I'm very keen to be here. I dolled myself up for this appearance, and I'm very excited for this.
I know. I feel like I usually don't see you in Canada. I also haven't seen you in the U.S. for a little while, but that's okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm a bit of a night owl. I like to stay up late and indulge in late night activities. So I'm usually not around during the day, but I made an exception for today.
Yes. Well, we are here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. The problem is there's an invisible twist, and the feeds were invisible yesterday, and they have not uninvisibled themselves yet, which means that we don't have a lot to talk about here today.
That is right. I do come bearing gifts. I have a excerpt from a legend in the scenes who was very excited and wanted to talk about these things today. I will play this clip for you now.
We're going to have to try and figure out, unless they talk to the cameras. Yeah, unless they talk to the cameras, we're going to have to figure out just as much. That's actually kind of fun. I hope they don't tell us.
Are you sure? Yeah. So let me replay the last bit for you.
I hope they don't tell us. I hope they don't tell us. I hope they don't tell us.
They took that to heart, and they definitely did not tell us anything.
What an idiot that guy is. Who would listen to that guy on a podcast?
What a misread. Ooh, a swing and a miss. Swing and a miss with that one.
Yeah. So, yeah, guys, seriously, though, there's nothing to say. The feeds were down all night. They have not come back up yet. There was basically nothing prior to the episode, just people saying their goodbyes. So, this is our update.
It really is. And this isn't a bit. There genuinely isn't anything. Everything that could have been talked about, you've watched on the episode last night. We've already I've tweeted out the stuff that happened on TikTok. It was the most dull of the four interviews. There wasn't much being said there. So there's not even like interesting stuff. And there's no speculation because we do not know how this week's going to go. We're literally in the dark. Call it the John Cena week because we're all invisible and can't be seen.
I think the best that we can do is to try to use our owl wisdom and force wisdom to predict when the feeds will come up.
Yes, let's do that. So I'm not very familiar with your work, baby, but I will take your lead on it first, and I will speak second as the owl here.
My proper title is Grogu. People are always calling me Baby Yoda. I'm not even any Yoda has nothing to do with me.
Is it like a Grogu Goo Gaga or just Grogu?
All right, now we're just getting offensive. I'm actually 80 years old or something.
You've aged well. I'll tell you this, Grogu. You've aged very well.
All right. Well, I definitely fear that the dark side of the Force may be preventing the feeds from coming back up until the next episode.
I think we're in for a dry weekend. But you know what? You know what, Grogu? I think this is a good indicator for the person who our roommate, Taryn Armstrong, maybe can get some sleeps in. That could be a good time for him. So maybe he can rejoice while this dry spell definitely does continue. And can I just say a bit of commentary? It is wild that because the fans of this show are quite frankly the most passionate fans of any show, and to not even give them a tweet of like, hey, we're not going to be here till Monday, so don't sit at your computer till 2 a.m. hey, Puya, don't drink a whole coffee at 11:30 thinking you're going to get feeds. Don't do that. That's a dumb mistake. You're not going to get anything. So yeah, it's a lot. And I also think that I would pin it on, we'll see the feeds Monday night after the episode at 10 p.m.
Yeah, figures that there's a twist that I'm like, ooh, let's see how this could play out. And then this is how it plays out. I should have known with the invisible title, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, are we the fools for not thinking that part through? Are we the fools for really being like, okay, maybe they'll let us do some detective work? You know, we've been quite a few people we know have been playing Among Us for a long time. Maybe they can use their detective work there to put it to the ultimate test, figure out who is the HOH in this invisible week. But no, they really wanted everyone to be invisible. They put a whole invisibility cloak on everybody.
Yeah. Well, here's what you can do. You can find that Taryn guy who's clearly an idiot on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. He'll probably be doing something dumb like playing Among Us or Fall Guys, that one today. maybe he'll be playing with Puya, that other person that likes to do podcasts on Fridays.
Yeah, that dummy who the coffee ingesting dummy, late night coffee guy, he will also be on that Twitch platform that you're mentioning, Grogu, twitch.tv/Puyaism. And he will also be indulging in dumb games and hanging out with his chat tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern. But enough about that. He also, Puya, I found out, reports coming in. Puya made a coffee right before this update because, again, he's a dummy. He's an idiot.
So he's all caffeined up and has nowhere to go.
Exactly. He's going to put a lot of energy into making his grocery list now because that needs that kind of extreme energy.
Yes. Well, then make sure you find Puya on all the platforms. Tomorrow, there's going to be a Circle podcast where people will be impersonating other people. Well, that's a terrible thing for anybody to do. Nobody would do that on a podcast.
Definitely not. That definitely would have been played out and not great. But yeah, I think The Circle is a show that is doing well and has a lot of fans, and they are very much enjoying covering it, and they will be back to talk about that as well at some point.
Yes, 2 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, The Circle coverage. We'll talk about this week on The Circle, which luckily is not an invisible show, and we have stuff to talk about it. It's going to be fun.
I believe it will be, Grogu. I believe they will have fun doing this coverage, for sure.
All right. And tomorrow morning, that Taryn guy will be back to, recap everything that's happened today on the Big Brother Canada 9 feeds. So tune in to see if we've been able to figure out how to see things that are invisible and if there's actually anything to talk about.
And if there isn't, it'll be quick and sweet, just like this update was today. And you will see our beautiful faces on screen once more.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us, Grogu and Orwell. If you have not been watching the video, you are probably incredibly confused about what has been going on all update long. But hopefully you stuck in your confusion until the very end, because otherwise you will not know. I mean, hopefully once you start the podcast, you'll be like, maybe I should check out the video to see what's going on.
Yeah, it's a lot going on the screen, a lot more action than there was on feeds, a lot more action than there's been anywhere else. This is where you want to be on the video feed for this one, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us today, even though there was nothing to talk about. But we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.